cover the ground in early winter. Ground froze hard and stayed that way all year. And the wood box stays full and tumble burning. And the corn house had a jar of Christmas cheer. Well, there is nothing like country Christmas. Fireplace burning bright, warming up the coldest night. There's the singing, dancing, making cookies, popcorn, strings, and oh, well, there is nothing like country Christmas. The family would all be there together, even those who live so far away. And Grandma knitted every child a sweater just to see the smile upon their face. Well, there is nothing like country Christmas. Fireplace burning bright, warming up the coldest night. They're just singing, dancing, making cookies, popcorn, strings, and oh, well, there is nothing like country Christmas. Take out his mandolin. When he played Silent Night, we all would listen. When he played Deck the Halls, we'd all join in. And when the feast was laid upon the table, we bowed our heads and said a Christmas prayer. And told the Lord above that we were thankful that he gave us a day that we could share. Well, there is nothing like country Christmas. Fireplace burning bright, warming up the coldest night. There's the singing, dancing, making cookies, popcorn, strings, and oh, well, there is nothing like country Christmas. Yes, there is nothing like country Christmas.
Ricky Van Shelton opening the Gospel Trail Christmas show with Country Christmas, and that's from his great CBS Records Ricky Van Shelton Sings Christmas album. Friends, if you're listening to the Gospel Trail Christmas Eve morning or Christmas Day evening, I wish for you all a very Merry Christmas from Myrna and I and all the folks here at Tantramar Community Radio, CFTA 107.9. This is our Christmas show, and I feel it's a good one. Songs for all ages. Artists will include the Scott Woods Band, the Spinney Brothers, Grandpa Jones, Jimmy Flynn, Randy Travis, yours truly, Gordon Nicholson and his sister Marilyn, Wilf Carter, The Country Gentleman, Merle Haggard, Charlie Pride, Johnny Cash, Michael T. Wall and his beautiful daughters, Sarah and Sabrina, Fraser Newcomb, and more, if I can work them in. In December of 2020, Fraser Newcomb was presented a Gold Award for Radio and DJ Downloads from Airplay Express Radio for his song, My Little Trike. And I don't know if Fraser's been naughty or good, and I wonder if Santa's GPS system missed Murphy's Cove here on the eastern shore of Nova Scotia.
Where is my little trike? Last year you brought this other junk. There was nothing that we liked. We wrote you lots of letters and phoned you once or twice. So Santa Claus, oh Santa Claus, where is my little trike? My little sister Myrna, to you she made a call. And I heard her ask you for a little Barbie doll. You told her not to worry, for Santa don't forget. She said she asked you last year and you haven't brought it yet. So Santa Claus, oh Santa Claus, where is my little trike? Last year you brought this other junk. There was nothing that we liked. Yeah, my little sister, after all she might be right. This year I'm going to warn you, you best bring my little trike. Mm-hmm. they wanted something too. I told them just to write it down and mail it off to you. They asked if they should call you. I said, no, that's all right. That you'd probably bring it when you brought my little trike. Now it's Christmas morning, everyone is so happy. Soon they'll be going down the stairs to check the Christmas tree. So I thought I'd better warn you, everything best be alright. Especially the order about my little trike. Santa Claus, oh Santa Claus, you made our Christmas day. You brought us all just what we asked, what else can I say? Little sister got her doll, Grandpa got what they like. And I got to thank you for my awesome trike. Oh yes, I've got to thank you for my awesome trike.
Songwriters J. Fred Coots, along with Haven Gillespie, published Santa Claus is Coming to Town in 1934. Banjoist Harry Reeser was the first to record it, and in November that same year, Eddie Cantor performed it on his radio show, and within 24 hours, 500,000 copies of sheet music were sold. Michael T. Wall, along with his daughters Sarah and Sabrina, performed it for the kids at the Sick Children's Hospital in Toronto, and this is from their CD, Christmas Memories. And I don't think there's a better version than what you're going to hear right now.
Hello, everybody. This is Michael T. Wall,
Sarah Ann Wall, and Sabrina Catherine Wall.
We would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Friends, at Christmas time, we think of those so near and dear to us, especially those who have made the journey from this world to heaven. My thoughts turn back to my mother and father, as I'm sure yours do, and the one that we hold so near and dear to our hearts, our mothers. For it was her love and guidance during our young years that helped shape us to adulthood. To My Mother at Christmas was written by Jimmy Martin and Penny Jay. It's the title of his 1980 Gusto album, and Jimmy gets a little choked up in this song, and I certainly can understand why. And this is for all our mothers, those who are still with us, and those whom we miss most of all at Christmas time.
my love. You went away to a better land and left us all behind. The memories of you always on my mind. I thank you for the good things you done while you were living here. I'll always send to you my love at Christmas time each year. To Mother at Christmas I send to you my love. I know you're singing Christmas carols with the angels up above. To Mother at Christmas I long to have you near. I'll always send to you my love at Christmas time each year.
You know, Mother, you were the rainbow of my life, and you sure brought the sunshine in and sent my spirit soaring high with happiness that shall never end. Well, Christmas time is almost here now, and I'm sure missing you. But in my heart, I can't help but feel, Mother, you're missing me too. Merry Christmas, Mother, with all of my love.
RCA released Charley Pride's Christmas in My Hometown album in 1970. The original LP contained 10 tracks, and several years later, it was re-released with three more tracks. The title track, Christmas in My Hometown, was the only single from the album, and it received significant airplay during the Christmas holidays, and it became one of the year's top Christmas tunes. And from that album, I have Happy Christmas Day. This one was written by Sue Lane and Charley Pride.
Snowflakes falling softly, whitely to the ground. Everybody knows Santa's coming round. Mistletoe and Christmas carols have their part to play, but they're not all it takes to make a happy Christmas day. Stockings hanging by the fireplace, one for you and me. Decorations red and green, gifts beneath the tree. The happy sound of jingle bells on a one-horse sleigh. But that's not all it takes to make a happy Christmas day. Joys that swell within the hearts of every little child. Thoughts of Mary and the baby Jesus, meek and mild. The warm remembrance of our loved ones that have gone away. These are the things it takes to make a happy Christmas day. Joys that swell within the hearts of every little child. Thoughts of Mary and the baby Jesus, meek and mild. The warm remembrance of our loved ones that have gone away. These are the things it takes to make a happy Christmas day.
In 1973, Capitol Records released Merle Haggard's first album of Christmas songs, and it was titled Christmas Present, Something Old, Something New. Merle wrote 5 of the 10 songs, and from that album came the biggest hit of his career, If We Make It Through December. It was number 1 for 4 weeks, on the charts for 17 weeks. I like all the songs from that album, and the Hag also penned Grandma's Christmas Card. This is the one I'll play. And then in 1980, Rebel Records issued the album Christmas Time Back Home. It was a compilation effort that included some greats, Ralph Stanley, Bill Carroll, Larry Sparks, Red Ellis, and the Country Gentlemen. My favorite from the album is Christmas Time Back Home by the Country Gentlemen, and Rebel Records must have felt this song was a winner. They released it on a 45 RPM single as well. John Duffy is handling the lead vocals and playing mandolin, Charlie Waller on vocals and guitar, Eddie Adcock on banjo, and Tom Gray on bass. And friends, here's Merle Haggard with Grandma's Christmas Card.
The family once received a homemade Christmas card, and everyone was thrilled to read the verse inside, 'cause every line was printed where the print should be, and Grandma's name was neatly signed with pride. It simply read, "My prayers and thoughts are with you, and all my Christmas wishes are for real. I'm just good enough in poetry to make it rhyme and to also let you know the way I feel. Grandma's homemade Christmas card from long ago hangs proudly in the treetop with the tinsel snow. And it's the only Christmas card that we keep from year to year. Yeah. Grandma's homemade Christmas card is always here."
And friends, a big Merry Christmas to the folks at the Pugwash Cooperative Limited, to the manager, Steve Arkin and Vance Trenum, and to all the wonderful staff, and a Merry Christmas to Mike Cunningham and all the Cunningham Construction crew. These are our sponsors, and the Gospel Trail can be found on any device from any place around the world at www.tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9.
Up in the mountains in the old hometown of mine, there's not a brighter time of year than that of Christmas time. The bells in the little church, they all begin to chime, telling all for miles around, rejoice, it's Christmas time.
Christmas bells are ringing, I hear the chimes so sweet. The carolers are singing, I hear them in the street. Outside the white snow falling, inside my heart I find a world of joy and peace on earth back home at Christmas time.
Like sparkling snow, and through the lonely mountain tops, the wind shrill echoes cry for peace on earth, goodwill toward men, and faith that will not die.
Christmas bells ringing, I hear the chimes so sweet. The
bells singing, I hear them in the street. Outside the white snow falling, inside my heart I find a world of joy and peace on earth back home at Christmas time. So bright to be so far, there shines upon the whole wide world his gift, our guiding star. Everyone in each home can feel a peace sublime and know the joy the Yuletide brings to all at Christmas time.
Christmas bells ringing, I hear the chimes so sweet. The carolers are singing, I hear them in the street. Outside the white snow falling, inside my heart I find a world of joy and peace on earth back home at Christmas time. A world of joy and peace on earth back home at Christmas time.
Wilf Carter recorded The Night Before Christmas in Texas, that is, on August the 9th, 1951, at RCA Victor's Studio No. 2 in New York City. Three writers on this one, W. Leon, A. Harris Jr., and Bob Miller. The original Shellac 78 and the Black Vinyl 45 was released in October of 1951. And I would say sales were good on this one, as RCA repressed it the following year, and after that, it was pressed on a yellow 45. It never made its way to any of the 50 albums Wilf issued here in Canada. Friends, here's Wilf Carter with The Night Before Christmas in Texas, that is.
The night before Christmas in Texas, you know, way out on the prairie without any snow, asleep in their cabin were Buddy and Sue, dreaming a Christmas like me and like you. Not stockings but boots at the foot of their bed, for this was in Texas, what more need be said? When all of a sudden from out the still night there came such a ruckus it gave me a fright. I saw across the prairie like a shot from a gun, a loaded up buckboard come on at a run. The driver was geeing and hawing with a will. The hoss is not a reindeer, he drove with the skill. Come on there, Buck Pancho, and Prince to the right. There's plenty of traveling for you all tonight. The driver in Levi's in shirt that was red had a 10-gallon Stetson on top of his head. As he stepped from his buckboard, he was really a sight, with his beard and mustaches so curly and white. As he burst in the cabin, the children awoke, and both so astonished that neither one spoke. And he filled up their boots with such presents galore that neither could think of a single thing more. When Buddy recovered the use of his jaws, he asked in a whisper, "Are you Santa Claus? Am I the real Santa? Ho, ho, what do you think?" And he smiled as he gave a mysterious wink. Then he leaped in his buckboard and he called in his drawl to the children of Texas, "Merry Christmas, you all."
Award-winning dobro player Gordon Nicholson and his late sister Marilyn Esther Brooks are next with one called Christmas Card. Bobby Shepherd from Newfoundland wrote this one. And you heard Gordon and Marilyn on last week's show with Christmas Phone Call. The Nicholsons were originally from Upper Cape, New Brunswick, and many of them found their way to the Hamilton, Ontario area. And did you know that Montgomery Ward in Chicago asked one of their workers, Robert L. May, to write a story for the department store's own Christmas book? The store always gave away free books to the kids at Christmas, and Robert May thought that Rudolph would be a good subject for a book. 2.4 million copies were printed that year, and thousands upon thousands of letters were received, and a decade later, Montgomery Ward gave May the rights to the story. And with the help of his brother-in-law, Johnny Marks, who just happened to be a songwriter, the song Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was born. Gene Autry's 1949 version blew up the charts. May passed in 1976, and the money from the book and song kept him and his family comfortable through the end of his life and beyond. It eventually sold 12.5 million copies, and cover versions would exceed 150 million copies, second only to Bing Crosby's White Christmas. After Gordon Nicholson and his sister Marilyn, it's Gene Autry with this great classic song.
Received a card in the mail from my mother today. Wanna give a few days before Christmas. Oh, she wrote a few lines telling me things were fine, wondering what I was doing for Christmas. So I read one more line from my mother. They miss you down home, and your dad's feeling down, 'cause there's no one around, and he talks about you all the time. Why don't you come home and spend Christmas with us, Christmas with your dad and Christmas down here by the sea. So I started for home to see my dad and mom and to share an old-fashioned Christmas. Oh, Christmas down by the sea, that's where I should be. Why don't you come home and spend Christmas with us, Christmas with your dad and me? Oh, there's no better place anywhere on this earth to spend Christmas down here by the sea. To spend Christmas down.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history.
thought the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeers used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Friends, I'm next with 32 Feet and 8 Little Tails. Another song from 1951, and again, Gene Autry was the very first to record this. It was written by John Redman, James Cavanaugh, and Frank Weldon. First issued on a 78 with a picture sleeve. Randy Travis will follow with God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, an English carol that dates back to around 1650. William Hone gave it a melody in 1820, and Charles Dickens refers to it in his 1843 book, A Christmas Carol. So here I am with guitar only, with 32 feet and 8 little tails. It's a home recording that I made for my kids a long, long time ago.
Gallopin', 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 Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, over the moon so bright. 32 feet and 8 little tails of white. Hurry, hurry, hurry through the night. Gallopin', 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 gallopin'. Old St. Nick, he works so quick, leaving toys for girls and boys over the roof so high. 32 feet and 8 little tails they fly. Faster, faster, faster through the sky. Oh, look at him go. Santa's laughing, ho, 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 ho. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, over the moon so bright. 32 feet and 8 little tails of white. Hurry, hurry, hurry through the night. Gallopin', 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 gallopin'. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, over the garden wall. 32 feet and 8 little tails in all. See them canter, hear old Santa call. A merry, merry Christmas to you all. Oh, look at him go. Santa's laughing, ho, 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 ho. Dasher, Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner, Blitzen, over the moon so bright. 32 feet and 8 little tails of white. Faster, faster, faster through the night. Ho, 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 ho.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father, a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. All you within this place, and with true love and brotherhood, each other now embrace. This holy tide of Christmas, all others doth deface. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
In 1998, Jimmy Flynn released Christmas for the Kids. Originally from Newfoundland, Flynn has shared the stage with the Dixie Chicks, Johnny Cash, Tommy James and the Shondells, Charlie Pride, the Everly Brothers, and Cheeks and Chong. He certainly has amassed a large following here in Atlantic Canada. In this song, Santa bought a waterbed, and Mr. and Mrs. Santa sure find themselves in a pickle. Give this one a listen and see what you think.
Way up at the North Pole, where the nights are 6 months long, Santa bought a waterbed, 'cause his back is not that strong. But they raised such a commotion, and they caused him so much flack, he called the store up yesterday. He wants his money back. What you see is him and the missus, and then beside themselves, there's 8 or 9 big reindeer and a dozen noisy elves. Well, the salesman set the waterbed up, and as soon as he was gone, old Santa, Mrs. Santa, elves and reindeer piled on.
Ho, ho. On Dasher, move it on over. And Dancer, give me some of them blankets.
You could hear old Santa and his missus cry.
On Comet, quit that snoring. And Rudolph, turn that red light out.
Or you can't go with me this year when I fly.
Old Santa told a salesman,
Ho, ho, I'm sure you'll understand, but this waterbed idea has not turned out so grand. 'Cause the reindeer giggle all night long, and they really have bad breath. And the elves, well, they steal all the blankets, and I almost froze to death. And Rudolph's nose stays on all night, and I can't get any sleep. In the middle of arms and legs and antlers, all piled up in one big heap.
Well, the salesman said, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You ruined your guarantee.
You ruined it. A waterbed made for two, and not for 23.
On Dasher, move it on over. And Dancer, give me those blankets.
You could hear old Santa and his missus cry.
On Comet, quit that snoring. And Rudolph, turn that red light out.
Or you can't go with me this year when I fly.
On Dasher, move it on over. On Dancer, give me them blankets.
You could hear old Santa and his missus cry.
On Comet, stop that snoring. And Rudolph, turn that red light out.
Or you wouldn't go with me this year when I fly. Or you wouldn't go with me this year when I fly.
Ho, ho! Now listen here, Rudolph, get them horns away from that waterbed. You're gonna punch a hole. And you, Al, give me some of them blankets. I'm frozen half to death. Ho, ho, ho! I'm trying to get some sleep here. Good night! Ho, 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 ho.
And friends, a big Merry Christmas to the folks at the Pugwash Cooperative Limited, to the manager, Steve Erkin and Vance Trenum, and to all the wonderful staff. And a Merry Christmas to Mike Cunningham and all the Cunningham Construction crew. These are our sponsors. And the Gospel Trail can be found on any device from any place around the world at www.tantramarfm.ca or CFTA 107.9. Grandpa Jones is next with the Helen Steiner Rice recitation, The Christmas Guest. For me, this song is a must on every Christmas program. Helen died in 1981, 1 month before her 81st birthday, and she lived in Lorain, Ohio. She wrote poems for the greeting card company, Gibson Greeting. It's my opinion that Grandpa Jones recorded the best version of The Christmas Guest. Monument Records released it on a 45 in 1972. After Grandpa Jones, it's the Spinney Brothers with one of Stompin' Tom's great songs, Merry Christmas, Everybody. And I believe the Spinney Brothers made this a digital download in 2016. Here's Grandpa Jones.
It happened one day near December's end. Two neighbors called on an old-time friend, and they found his shop so meager and mean, made gay with 1,000 boughs of green. And Conrad was sitting with face a-shine when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine, and he said, "Old friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, I am coming your guest to be. So I've been busy with feet astir, strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table is spread and the kittle is shine, and over the rafters the holly is twined. And now I'll wait for my Lord to appear and listen closely, so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place, and I open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known, for long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. So he listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he would rise with a start and look for the Lord to be at his door, like the vision he had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn and all of his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door and he said, "Your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that will keep you warmer too." So with grateful heart the man went away. But Conrad noticed the time of day, and he wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more. A bent old lady with a shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, for he saw that the hours were slipping away, and the Lord hadn't come as he said he would, and Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me and tell me where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from our family on Christmas Day. Again, Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad. So he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted all her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more. But as he entered his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray. And he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much your face to see." When soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor. 3 times I came to your lowly door. For I was the beggar with bruised cold feet. I was the woman you gave something to eat. And I was the child on the homeless street. 3 times I knocked, 3 times I came in. And each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best. I was honored to be your Christmas guest."
Merry Christmas, everybody!
And a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year all year through. Well, it's old Grandpappy and he sure looks happy with Granny just a slapping her knee. It's crazy Aunt Mary and funny Uncle Larry and they're trying to give the baby a squeeze. There's long-lost cousins, kiddies by the dozen, and they're gonna stay the whole day long. Gather round now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, Happy New Year all year through.
Well, the turkey's on the table, and if you're feeling able, you could have another helping if you will. But as soon as you eat it, I'm afraid you gotta beat it, cause you gotta give the chair to Brother Bill. Well, hey, Uncle Marty, it's an all-night party, so don't you pour the drinks too strong. Gather round now, friends and neighbors, sing a happy holiday song. Merry Christmas, everybody!
And a Happy New Year, too. May your holidays be merry and every wish come true. May you always be remembered by those so dear to you. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through. Merry Christmas, everybody, and Happy New Year all year through.
Ho, 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 ho! Merry Christmas, one and all!
In this next song, written by Patricia Conroy, Michelle Wright must have been good because she's telling us she got everything she wanted for Christmas.
Jimmy doesn't have a scratch. Snow has covered up his tracks, but I know Santa's been here. Presents underneath the tree, ones addressed from him to me, so I know Santa's been here. I got everything I asked for in my letter, a new guitar, a pair of skates.
And friends, that's my Christmas show, and I hope you enjoyed it. The closing number is coming up. Scott Woods is a Canadian Grandmaster Fiddling Champion, and the Scott Woods Band will close. It's the vocals of Naomi Bristow. The Scott Woods Band has toured from one end of Canada to the other, including the United States. You'll hear three-part fiddles in this closing number: Leo Stock, Scott Woods, and Scott's sister, Kendra Norris. Scott Woods will tell the story behind this one, and as he's talking, you'll hear one of Canada's greatest guitarists, that of Steve Pitico. And friends, search Scott Woods. He's got some great merchandise online, including several excellent Christmas CDs. It's the vocals of Naomi Bristow, and Silent Night might be the most recorded Christmas hymn in history. And from my house to your house, Myrna and I would like to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And our prayer is for world peace, and I know yours is too. You heard a few fun Christmas songs today, but don't forget, Christmas is when we celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ, and Jesus is the reason for the gospel trail.
It was December the 23rd, 1818. A fellow by the name of Joseph Moore arrived in a town called Orbendorf near Salzburg in the Austrian Alps. He, along with his group of traveling actors, were to perform the following evening, Christmas Eve, at St. Nicholas Church. They were going to present a recreation of the birth of Christ. But the organist from the church, Franz Gruber, informed Joseph when he arrived that the organ in the church was broken. They would have no musical accompaniment for their presentation. Well, Joseph was set back by the news, and he went out that evening and was inspired by the beautiful starlit night to finish a poem that he'd been working on. He presented it to Franz Gruber the following morning, who dusted off his old acoustic guitar, and he came up with the melody that we all know and love today. They performed it that evening for the very first time, December the 24th, 1818. And you can still hear the innocence in this beautiful, serene melody.